Northeastern Wisconsin's biggest environmental remediation project is the removal of PCBs from the Fox River. But small-scale projects are also up and running all over the lakes region, thanks in part to a two-year, $775 million federal project known as the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative.
The focus was do something.
Guido Torrey is the director of public policy for Ducks Unlimited. He says the group has 40,000 members in Wisconsin and over many years has preserved 100,000 acres of wetlands here. Much of that preservation is done on small parcels like the Barkhausen Nature Preserve just north of Green Bay. Torrey says this project targets the spawning habitat for northern pike that have been blocked by years of development near the western shores of Green Bay.
This project here, we're going to go in and we're opening up culverts. We're providing access for the fish to get into high productive marshes so that they can produce young. And then we can catch them. And we can eat them, and we can have fun with them.
That having fun is important for the environment and the economy. Torrey says hundreds of Great Lakes projects like this one put people to work.
We're hiring local contractors to move dirt, local fabricators to make control structures, and then the recreation that it's going to generate is all part of an economic stimulus plan that works.
Torrey says nearly 2.5 million people hunt and fish in Wisconsin each year, generating a $1 billion industry. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.